Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, Otsego County, it's looking like they're going to adopt a new form of government. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, sir. It's hard for me to believe, but it's been almost 2 years since our newspapers hosted that presentation by Jerry Benjamin, director of the Center on Public Policy Initiatives at SUNY New Paltz, on the benefits of creating an executive position to help run our $116 million county government. You may remember, at the time, four new Democrats had been elected to the Otsego County Board, and there was an openness about new ways of doing things. Jerry generated a lot of interest, and since then, hiring a manager has been championed by a county rep, Meg Kennedy, a very savvy Conservative Party member who a few months ago was invited to join the board of the New York State Association of Counties, NYSAC. Steve Aquario, the NYSAC director, has met with Meg's Intergovernmental Affairs Committee a number of times, and the committee has drawn on NYSAC expertise in deciding a county manager hired by the elected board and reporting to the board is the way for us to go right now. The alternative would have been an elected county executive, which would have been giving up more authority than the county board wants to. In talking to individual county reps, they're telling me they concluded too many projects are just too big for 14 part-time legislators to handle. For instance, there's a renovation at the jail, and the county board keeps getting surprised by change orders that increase the costs. With a renovation of an office building and possibly a new highway garage in the works, the representatives want someone who can enforce accountability. But there are other challenges. Meg Kennedy says she's particularly concerned about our rural ambulance squads. Due to longer commutes and people moving away, there often just aren't enough volunteers on hand when emergencies arrive. Meg said she doesn't expect a manager would be Superman or a Wonder Woman, but at least he or she could network with other county managers and find out what's working elsewhere. And of course, a county manager could ensure things get done between monthly board meetings. Next Wednesday, the county reps will be asked to set a public hearing for early December on a law that would create the new job. Meg, board chair Dave Bliss, and others I spoke to said they haven't counted noses, so we did. One Democrat is wavering, but with Meg and at least two Republicans who voted for the planning committee, it looks like the measure will be passed by a healthy margin. So here we go, David. Brave new world. But the good news is 55 of New York's 62 counties already have managers, so we can learn from others' mistakes and their successes.
Now we'll see whether they start consolidating some of those services they keep talking about. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to read this and much, much more. Jim, thanks. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you, David.